One day I was also young or student like you are. Those days there was not as much interest in God consciousness amongst the students as it is now. I'm talking of 35 years ago. 71, right? I went for first time to Hare Krishna festival. Some of you have come for first time to the temple, Hare Krishna temple. That time I went first time to the Hare Krishna festival in Mumbai, at Cross Maidan, near Churchgate station. After I had read the advertisement, it was all over the town, and they had advertised the sadhus, the American sadhus are in town, in Bombay. Or European sadhus are here. And that caught my imagination. American sadhu, European sadhu, this was a brand new idea and the term, because we had been hearing about scientists from America or scientists from Europe and Japan, but not sadhus. Sadhus, they were from Pandharpur. Or sadhus from Mathura or Haridwar or Dwarka. Not from London or not from New York or Tokyo. So when I heard, I remember there's a big globe, earthly planet, and there's a photograph of Prabhupada imposed on the globe. There's a globe with the countries and Prabhupada, saying International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and American, European sadhus are in town. So when I went, this was not a trick. There were sadhus. There were American sadhus and European sadhus on the dais with tilaks. They had tilak on. They had dhotis, they had kurtas, the kanti mala. Some of them were carrying stick like this. That time I did not even know the meaning of why some of them were carrying dand. A lot of people, even now, they don't know. As I travel, sometimes people ask, what is this, some fishing rod? Or fishing? Something, this is some kind of musical instrument, like a veena. But then we say, yes, this is fishing rod. And this material world is like an ocean, and people are like a fish, and sadhu is kind of fishing them out, getting them out of this people. Ocean is there, people are drowning, and sadhus come, sent by God, and they're trying to lift them. So yes, fishing, we are doing fishing. Instead of fishing fish, we are fishing out human fish. So those, in the midst of those American and European, I think there are sadhus from many, many countries. And in the midst of them, there was a Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. He was sitting, statue here. He was personally present on a big dais. And I was very much impressed with those American, European sadhus. They were very, very learned. They were very well-versed. I was born in, born Hindu, but they knew more than I did about Gita and Bhagavatam or Krishna. They had studied the science of God, science of soul. There were questions and answer booths, and I used to also listen to the question answer session. Those days I knew English. I heard lectures on physics and chemistry. by our lecturers and professors in English. I wrote my papers in English, but speaking was, I was not well versed. So I used to kind of hear others asking questions, and then sadhus, American sadhus, were giving replies, and I was, they were very learned, very much learned. So they had not only, I have not changed the cloth or colored their cloth and made it into saffron. Many of them were saffron robed. Some of them were also wearing white clothes, and there were ladies in saris. Jai Radha Gopinath ki jai. And on the dais there were also deities of Radha and Krishna. This is in 71, at a big, huge pandal, and thousands in attendance. It's like a, we read Prabhupada's, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada's letters around that time, writing to his disciples in different countries, and Prabhupada was writing in those letters that 20,000 were attending, 25,000, like those many people from all over Bombay were running, rushing to see American and European sadhus. I managed to purchase some books. There's a magazine called Back to Godhead. You heard of that? Some of you have heard. That's in English, and there's a Bhagavad Darshan in Hindi. They call it Jau Devachya Gawa. That's in Marathi. And this is in many, many different languages. So I bought some of those. And the publications, I think one Hindi magazine, they had published it in Japan, and they were distributing it in India, and other English literature was... Now India is printing good, your newspapers have color photographs, four color photographs. Those days, 35 years ago, the printing in India was very, very poor. This was before you were born, they're talking about. So Prabhupada came from the West, and the books that he had published, the contents were first class, and the cover, the packaging was also first class, and all Indians were running to those bookstalls and purchasing those books in a big, big quantity. I bought some books also. And the most amazing thing was the kind of kirtans that these Hare Krishna devotees were performing. And those days, most of them were, practically everyone was from outside India, from overseas. As Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, he went in 65 to America. And of course, before he went to America, he was in different places. He would even appeal to his friends or the householders. Oh, how many children do you have? They say, four or five. I have three. Prabhupada used to, give me one son. I would train him. I would make him a Brahmin. I would like to send him all over the world and to propagate God consciousness, Krishna consciousness, Sanatana Dharma. But as I said, those were like a 30, 40, 50 years ago. There was not much or no response to Prabhupada's appeal. But when he went to the West in 65, the American boys and girls were kind of loitering on the streets of New York. The family is not tight as parents have control over the children. And as soon as they're teenage, they hit the streets. They are on their own. They study, they make some money, and different things. Some keep staying with the parents, but a lot of them, those were also very bad days, well, for America especially, because a lot of youths were becoming dropouts, means discontinuing their studies, feeling frustrated with the whole system. American whatever, different things. The whole emphasis basically on the matter and nothing for the spirit inside. And they were feeling thirsty and hungry, and they were looking for different alternatives, way out. And unfortunately, they were turning to the drugs also. So around that time, Srila Prabhupada reached America. And knowing their attraction for many of them, and they were called hippies. You heard the term hippies? Hippies? Sana, hippies? They're hippies. It's not happies, frustrated, and not wanting to follow any kind of authority, and not wanting to continue studies. So Prabhupada said, "Yeah, you like drugs?" He said, "Yes, yes, yes, we like drugs." Prabhupada said, "I have come with a drug," and they were happy to hear. Yes, Swamiji had a drug, and he said, "Yes, I have a drug which is a very special kind of drug. That if you take this drug, you will stay high forever. You'll stay high forever." So they said, "Oh, what is that drug which would keep us high forever?" And Prabhupada said, "This is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." This is that drug. And he was explaining, and this is, well, we are fortunate here in this part of the world, India, but also we are catching up with the West, or some of the students, young generation from the East, or India is also catching up with the West. And even some in Delhi, we know the students are into drugs, and they even grow their own crop. And so when they take drug, they go kind of high. They go high. They feel kind of floating. I just heard this. I have no experience. But when the effect is over, they go low. And next time they take dose which has to be higher or a bigger dose, and that brings them even higher. But when the effect of the drug is not there, they go lower than the earlier low stage, and then they go for a bigger dose, and they go still higher, and then effect is no more. They go very, very low, and the biggest dose, and they go highest, and then they go the lowest, and then they stay there. They don't go high anymore. They're kind of finished. So this kind of drugs and drug addiction was becoming very popular in Europe and America, Europe also. And unfortunately, in India it is catching up. So Prabhupada said, "Yes, I have a drug, and that drug is Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And if you take this, you will stay high forever." And many of them took to this chanting of Hare Krishna, and chanting and dancing, and their souls were feeling satisfied. They were hearing Gita and hearing Bhagavatam, and this was good for their souls. So they had everything for their bodies, or comfort of their bodies, or the senses, or the mind. But the souls were being totally ignored by the Western culture and Western civilization. And the technology was there, and the big drugs, big stores of all different kinds, and big consumption. But it was only satisfying their bodies and minds, and the soul was totally neglected. So Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, he went to the West, and his proposal was, his formula was that we don't condemn this material civilization or the progress that technology has made, but there is something missing here. And he would say, the West is materially strong, but spiritually blind. They're spiritually blind. The West is spiritually blind, and India is materially lame. We are materially speaking, we are like a lame person. And the West is spiritually blind. Very little knowledge of the Spirit or acknowledgement of the existence of the Spirit. And then Prabhupada's proposal was that we should combine these two. The material progress of the West and the religion, culture of the East. And this would have better results this way. And then he would explain the Andha Pangu Nyaya. Imagine that there's one person is a lame, langda, and another one is a blind. And somehow they bump into each other, they meet each other. They would like to go some place, some destination. Do you think they could help each other in some ways? One blind person and one lame person. One andhra, ek langda. Could they help to reach some place? Otherwise, each one of them, langda cannot walk, and the blind person doesn't see, so he has also be struggling to get there. So what could they do? How could they help each other? The lame person can climb up on the stout blind person. So now the lame person can show the path and the blind person could walk. And this would be a very good team. And this is one of the basic proposal of Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, that let West meet East and together they could make progress. And this is what also happened. Prabhupada himself was lame in the sense that when he had to go to the West, he had no money. Somehow he managed to get a cargo boat that carried goods, not even passenger boat. And he was traveling over 1 month before he reached America. Once he was in New York, he had only $5 in the pocket, which you can't even survive for 5 minutes with $5 in New York. Very expensive life. So, but then soon he met with his followers from the West, from America, and then the funding was there, and the printing presses of the West, and the mode of communication of the West, everything was being used. Soon Prabhupada's followers were traveling all over America with dozens of buses were traveling, and with bus loads of European boys and beautifully printed publications of the East. The Gita Bhagavatam was printed now in the West, and there are buses and the transportation and the printing presses, all this opulence was being used of the West to propagate, spread Krishna consciousness in America, and then in Europe, then Africa, and then India, and then like that, gradually all over the planet. So what was lacking in the West was the spirit, the spiritual understanding, in-depth understanding of our scientific understanding of God consciousness, Krishna consciousness, which Srila Prabhupada he managed to provide that. And then, with great pride, Prabhupada then would even publicly say, yes, when they came to me, they were hippies, but as now they are chanting Hare Krishnas, yeah, hippies have become happies. and hippies have become happies. So in every body there is a spirit soul. Every body, whether it's an American body, Indian body, boy's body, girl's body, rich or poor body, there is a spirit soul, which is part and parcel of God, Sri Krishna or Sri Ram or Jehovah, or different names are there of God. And this spirit soul has to be satisfied. Just satisfying body and senses is not sufficient. So we are proposing same thing to the students also, that somehow, this India was being ruled by the Westerners or Europeans. The Muslims were ruling this country for about 500 years, off and on. And then Dutch came, Britishers, and Britishers were ruling for 200 to 300 years. Okay, so the whole this educational system was just Western educational system, and even to this day, and as India did become independent country, and Mahatma Gandhi had a dream of turning this country into Ram Raj, and we want quit India, we want our country independent so that we could practice our culture and religion. This was Mahatma Gandhi's vision and dream. But soon as politicians they took over, they became prime ministers and presidents, and then there was a different idea altogether. And as a result, the God consciousness was not emphasized. Ram Raj was forgotten, and Ravan Raj, we keep hearing, is getting established, and the same educational system continues more or less that was introduced or was proposed by the Westerners or the Britishers. Even the Darwin's theory of evolution, which is being rejected in America. But here we are still studying that. If we study Gita and Bhagavatam, which is a history, Mahabharata is a history of greater India. So that 5,000 years ago, there was a big battle of Mahabharata, and they were using the weapons, very advanced weapons they were using, and people were very advanced. And there was Dwarka 5,000 years ago, town was very well designed and developed city, well-planned city. But the Darwin, according to Darwin, around 5,000 years ago, the human being had just now come into existence. And prior to that, most evolved species was what? Monkey. Apes, and then apes, monkeys with four legs. So he explains how those apes, they stood up, they're standing up, and their the four limbs, they call four limbs, hind limbs, right? The four limbs, they turn into hands, and the tail in the back went in somewhere. And soon there was a new species called human being. And this only happened 7,000-8,000 years ago, or around the time that you had your battlefield of Kurukshetra that you talk about. The humans were just living in the caves. And whenever they wanted to fight, they would just throw rocks at each other. Or they would just break the branches of the trees and use the sticks to battle, fight. This is how this Darwin explains his theory. In the beginning was amoeba, not Vitoba. But amoeba was there. And, but so one-celled being and gradual evolution, Darwin's theory. And then monkey and हम लोग बंदर की औलाद है. But you study Bhagavatam and we understand that the first being was Brahma, Chaturmukhi Brahma. He had four heads and highly intelligent. As soon as the whole world was there, the planet, even before creation of the planets, the Brahmand was, the universe was there. And Brahma, the first person, was four-headed, very intelligent person. So in a country like this, where this kind of knowledge is available from Gita and Bhagavatam, and this knowledge was repeated by Tukaram and Gyaneshwar and Madhvacharya and Ramanujacharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and these persons were pure in heart and consciousness, and they never had any cheating propensity. So they only spoke the truth, something that they realized. So in country like this, now we kept studying Darwin's theory of evolution, which is just a big speculation. So it's very unfortunate. So within all of us, there's a spirit soul, and we need the knowledge of the physics and chemistry and botany and zoology and cosmology and to survive in this world. But this is not all that we need. We also need to know the spirit, Atma, which is within us, and we need to take care, look after this spirit soul, satisfy the spirit soul. This is, everyone should be doing this. So Hare Krishna movement is kind of taking leadership in propagating this truth, communicating this truth. The government should be doing, part of your curriculum, syllabus should be these kind of teachings, but they are not there. So we are trying to provide something that is lacking, very badly ignored. So this is just taking care of the body is like a taking care of the cage, but inside bird inside the cage is not getting Peruchi food. He's not getting his fruit or nothing to eat. What do you think? Who is more important, the cage or bird in the cage? Bird inside the cage. So this body is like what? Body is a cage. And is there a bird inside? Soul is that bird. So what if only the cage is all decorated, golden polish and nice other flower decorations are put around the cage, and bird doesn't get to eat or drink? What would happen? What would happen to the bird? Die. So this is something similar, not exactly similar, but some similarities there. Because in this case, the soul doesn't die, but does suffer when not looked after. Soul is eternal. The soul gets into another body, and again soul is ignored. Gets into another body, and soul again gets ignored, forgotten. But actually, in fact, in this human form of life only, we could sit and talk and understand that we are spirit souls and connect ourselves with God, Brother Gopinath Ki Jai, and be happy. So this connection, connecting with the Lord, is called yoga, bhakti yoga. And we are encouraging all our students all over the country. We just had one big get-together. 5,000 students came from all over the country. Of course, that was not everybody. That was not everybody. So we are encouraging students, boys and girls, to invest some time, some of their busy time. You're busy studying. But we know you kind of waste a lot of your time doing different things. So that time could be used properly. to do a little study of Shastra, the science of soul and science of super soul, do a little mantra meditation, chanting of Hare Krishna, develop some good habits. Being vegetarian is a good thing to do. It's good for health, good for mind, and good for concentration. You need concentration, right, on studies. Those who practice celibacy, brahmacharya, this is good for memory. And like that, we teach different character building techniques or courses, and the time management, how to manage your time properly. What other courses we have? Stress management and mantra meditation, how people are getting stressed out. And there's a lot of depression also these days, even amongst the students. Students are committing suicide, different things are happening, taking to the drugs because this understanding of soul and super soul and higher taste, all this is missing. So we are seeing, in the very beginning I was pointing out that 35 years ago there was not much interest amongst the students. I remember I was studying in Bombay, and practically I was the only one. I was the only crazy one or something, that I was going to hurry. The program they were coming, but then I was getting more serious. But my friends were not interested in coming to the temple or going studying Bhagavad Gita or practicing chanting or becoming vegetarian and all those good things to do, good practices, good habits, good for body and soul and mind and for developing sharp intelligence. But now I'm seeing, I'm comparing those my days when I was a young student like you, very little interest. But after 35 years, the world has observed, especially Indians who are grounded in culture, religious family, they could see that there's something missing. Without this Krishna, Ram, soul, Paramatma, Mahamantra, it's not satisfying. So people are also seeing what is happening in the West. My God, you don't know what West is going through right now. And unfortunately in India, our leaders should be giving you true picture of what is happening in the West. What kind of frustration. America is the most sick country in the world. They did survey, global survey, and the most sick country is America. You would be amazed to hear. But this is a true fact. The one person out of every five person, that is 20% Americans, are mentally ill, and so much crime and so much suicide and all whatnot. And the families are getting broken into pieces and whatnot. I'm just throwing few samples at you, but because I could say this because I haven't only heard, but I have seen, because I happen to travel all over the planet all the time. For the last 25 years, I'm constantly traveling, constantly on move. And on all the continents, I have gone dozens of times. And how I could see how us, the Indians, or young generation is kept in dark of the ill effects, the side effects of this modern civilization, and the effects of smoking and drinking and illicit sex and gambling and meat eating are taking a toll on the health of people. And their lives are becoming shortened, and there's no satisfaction in the family, and the divorce rate is changing, and the families are getting, the men are getting married at the age of one of my disciples. He stays in California. He received an invitation for marriage invitation from his father. I asked, how old is your father? He said, 75 years old. And this was his like a third or fourth or fifth marriage. His son has become brahmachari. He's a practicing brahmacharya in India. He's doing padyatra in India. And he gets marriage invitation from his father. Please come, son, attend my marriage. You know, this is really bad. And then elderly parents are just dumped, stored in some old age homes, and when they die, no one is really there to look after. Occasionally they only telephone them to check if they are still alive or they're not dead yet. So this is not a human life. This is not a civilization. They call this modern civilization. And then you know the terrorism, which is a we are cause of that terrorism. The kind of terrorists have not dropped from the sky. They were born here. And they're product of the present day civilization. This is what we are producing. We are producing terrorists amongst so many other undesirable elements. So something is seriously wrong. This has to be admitted. It's time to do review. So